Well, good Sunday afternoon. This is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. From Victrola favorites to compact discs, from old cassettes and DIY recordings, it's Radio Thrift Shop, exploring the analog revolution. I really just want to say what a wonderful thing it is to be able to bring you this freeform program, this kind of exploration through musical obscurities, which I've been doing here for 15 years on WSCS, the broadcast service of Colby Sawyer College. So, like every week, I don't know exactly where this program's going to go. I'll be having some DX audio news for you radiophiles, so please stay tuned for that. Otherwise, lots and lots and lots of good music.
When all the world seems to surround you, and you feel it's more than you can bear, if you will just look around you and open up your eyes, and I'll be there. People say friendship's a phase, girl, and they say that friends are always true. But you can't get love out of friends, girl. And that's why I am here, to give it to you. But you can't get love out of friends, girl. And that's why I am here, to give it to you. Remember these words when you are lonely, and don't sit around thinking of love. Remember that I love you only,
I'll be true to you as stars above, as stars above, as stars above.
Your lover. with me today. We're in the sea of grass. Young soldiers lying wounded. I pray it all will pass. Father, come with me today to a windy city town. Your brothers came out filled with hate. Beat my brothers down. Father, come with me today. 4,100 strong. People gathered freely here. Let's sing your morning song. Father, come with me today. See the pillars in the sky. Man has really done it now. Our generation's gonna die.
Is how to do it. Do you love yourself? Admire yourself in the mirror? Consider yourself smarter than others? If so, you are a narcissist. The scientific word for self-love. With low power Part 15 broadcasting, you can admire yourself in the audio mirror of radio. Under the call letters K-E-G-O, Ego, the station where you listen to yourself. Your slogan, Radio Narcissus. The benefits of narcissism are underrated. What's wrong with being the best one and proud of it? I'm on now, on the radio. And I have Part 15 to thank. Okay, now this is the biggest announcement of all. Part 15 Low Power Radio is legal in all 57 states, but the other 192 countries of the world have a jumbled mass of rules governing radio, but we're sending drones to straighten it out.
Hey, Henry. Yeah, Bert? Listen to this. There's something weird on the short waves. What are you doing up on that ladder, Bert? Tron with just the antenna. I think you found some aliens there, Bert. Here, hold this coat hanger.
Mystery Science Radio Shortwave, the movie. Coming eventually.
I'd go to see that.
All right, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. We started off that last set with a 45 by the Nomads called I'll Be There. And then something brand new from Coal Mine Records, the Surefire Soul Ensemble with City Heights. Followed up with Leroy Van Dyke, cover of Bob Dylan's It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. And then Hickory Wind from an album back in the day, Father, Come With Me. I'm going to play the first track from the first album released by Sandy Nelson. He was a drummer, had a career back in the 1960s, and I think that it extended beyond that. So in 1960, he released an album called Sandy Nelson Plays Teen Beat. This is the tune, Teen Beat.
Thank you. You're tuned to 90.9 FM, WSCS, Colby Sawyer College, New London, New Hampshire.
Thank you.
was an underrated and lesser-known flautist named Sam Most. A tune called It Happened in Monterey from an LP he released back in 1975. Definitely not somebody that you hear that much of, but it reminds me of Herbie Mann. Kind of has that upbeat spirit. Before that, Ken Griffin at the organ with Ebb Tide, Bud Ashton and Geronimo. Prior to that, we heard Cal Chater from 1954. We heard a tune called Moton Swing. And prior to that, Les Baxter with Some Enchanted Evening from his South Pacific LP released back in 1958. We started that set off with Sandy Nelson from 1960 and the title track of his LP, Teen Beat. Yes, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon here in New London. I want to say thank you for tuning in and thank you for supporting non-commercial educational stations like WSCS. I thought I was going to have DX Audio Service this edition, and of course I forgot those CDs in another bag, in another time, and so that will be hopefully next week on the Radio Thrift Shop. We'll hear some of the DX Audio Service. Instead, we're going to hear something from Carl Blair and his Low Power Hour. So sit back and enjoy.
New formats are introduced all the time. The latest time will be announced in 1 minute. The latest time will be announced in 30 seconds. The time at the tone will be exactly now. You are listening to Time Radio Station, KTOK, broadcasting on a federally authorized Part 15 transmitter located two blocks west, if that's where you are, to start out with. We will have more time in the future. I think it would be a brilliant thing to operate a Part 15 low-power time radio station. Very good idea. Many Part 15 radio stations become religious broadcasters. As we know, the majority, if not virtually 100%, of religious broadcasters are Christian radio stations, sometimes of the various sects, cults, denominations, non-denominations within the Christian. Some are generically branded. They come in various flavors, but there's something different in Harrison, Arkansas. Now, I'm going to tell you a little religious history before introducing this amazing and unusual format on the radio station there. In most of the Christian world, parents and teachers instruct children at a certain age to tell the difference between reality and unreality. And they will say, for example, the story of Mary's little lamb who was white as snow is only a story, it's just fiction. But the story of baby Jesus, Mother Mary, and the stable, that's real. So to tell the difference, remember, Mary had a little lamb is fake, the babe in the manger is real, all right? Now, most people in the world can keep that straight. But there was some kind of a mix-up in Harrison, Arkansas. Let's tune in on the Part 15 radio station there.
I have a message for you. A very sad message. My subject for this evening will be Little Bo Peep. It says here, Little Bo Peep, who was a little girl, has lost her sheep. and doesn't know where to find it. Now that's reasonable, isn't it? It's reasonable to assume if little Bo Peep had lost her shoe, it's only natural that she wouldn't know where to find it. That basically is reasonable. But leave them alone. Now that overwhelms me. Completely overwhelms me. The man said she lost a sheep. Turns right around and boldly states she doesn't know where to find them. And then has the stupid audacity to say, leave them alone. Now think for a moment, think. If the sheep were lost and you couldn't find them, you'd have to leave them alone, wouldn't you? So leave them alone. Leave them alone. It's in the book. Leave them alone. And they being the sheep, they will come home. Oh, yes, they'll come home. Oh, there'll be a brighter day tomorrow. They will come home. It's in the book. They will come home. A wagon, a tail. Pray tell me, what else could they wag? They will come home a wagging their tail. Behind them. Behind them. Did we think they'd wag them in front? Of course, they might have come home in reverse. They could have done that, I really don't know. But nonetheless, it's in the book. Now, if you will kindly pick up your books and turn to page 222, we'll ask you all to sing. You'll find your books on the backs of your seats. Are we ready? Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us all sing right out of Grandma's, of Grandma's Lysol. Use scrub for everything. Everything on the place, the pots and kettles. Shall we now sing the second verse? Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together, the second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. Then let us all sing right out. Well, let's sing what's left of the last verse. Let's have a happy time, everyone.
the last verse all together. Everyone. Thank you kindly, kindly. Mrs. O'Malley, out in the valley, suffered from ulcers, I understand. She swallowed a cake of Grandma's Lysol, has the cleanest ulcers in the land. Then let us all sing right out of bed.
The sound of a very unusual religious radio station in Harrison, Arkansas. Now, if you ever decide to drive down there, try to pick it up on your auto radio. Keep one thing in mind when you're pulled over to avoid costly delays. Simply tell them that you're there for a Bo Peep ceremony, Little Bo Peep, and they'll show you all the courtesy of the South. We've reached an awkward moment here at the Radio Format Convention, coming to you on Low Power Hour number 77. Carl Blair, happy to be there.
Using pauses and dead air like blunt instruments, it's DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop.
Blues. see the bad luck follows me. It just won't let me be. The sun don't seem to want to shine, and nothing but misery. But I met me a new little friend. Maybe my luck will change.
Rain, rain, go away. Come back some other day. Rain, rain, go away. Come back some other day. Rain, rain, go away. Come back some other day.
Well, it's been storming in my life.
I'm office, will you please? Bye.
If you do manage to tag Valentine, you cause a pretty sour mess.
He's got enough flunkies around to parlay it into a fair-sized shooting war. Even started on less.
Was there any chance of pulling Valentine in until things simmer down?
No chance. We got nothing on him. Nothing we can prove.
He's got a few boys close to him. Maybe one of them could tell us.
Same two lawyers work for all of them. We'd pull them in, they'd be out in an hour and a writ.
All right, something very cool from Cabin Jack from the cassette tape, Out of the Dark. That was a tune called Valentine. Before that, we heard Laurindo Almeida with Brasiliana Greens. And we had a 7-inch vinyl single before that. Let's see. Oh, yes. I can't pronounce it. But it was very cool. And prior to that, we heard Maxiana with Doing Nothing, Nothing Doing. Bob Azam with Rain, Rain, Go Away. And we started that set off with a 45 from 1967. Jim and Jean with Tomorrow World. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Radio Thrift Shop is a free-form blend of bottom-shelf curios and playlist anarchy, from easy listening to folk, from jazz to rock, and a diversity of music from the 20th century to the present. Let's see, I have some low-power FM radio news for you. Although there hasn't been much low-power FM news, a handful of newly granted radio stations representing an interesting cross-section of community groups has been granted by the FCC, including the Community Action Corp in Isabela, Puerto Rico, which has as its mission to help reduce the incidence of drug addiction in its community through educational programming. Some other radio stations that have been licensed, the American Jazz Institute in Palm Desert, California. They currently run educational programs that include mentoring, scholarships, and classes. The Jazz Institute plans to expand its educational programs to include teaching broadcast skills to young people. The Lay Brothers of the Poor from El Centro, California, plan to air religious programming with a Catholic talk format. The Massanutten Military Academy in Woodstock, Virginia, plans to utilize low-power FM for educational programs, live-on-air classes, news, music, public affairs, and school-related activities. Appalachian Media Outreach in Renfro Valley, Kentucky, they plan to utilize their new station in order to, quote, give hands-on experience with broadcast equipment to unemployed, low-income people in eastern Kentucky, unquote, and to educate our local community on environmental issues. It's expected to have a schedule made up of 90% information and 10% music. The Owl Learning Center in Pittsburgh, Texas, plans to broadcast GED, ESL, and on-the-air job training information, and hopes to air live broadcasts from schools and job fairs, interviews with educators, and interviews with prospective employers. So that's really cool. Now, unfortunately, a few FCC applications were dismissed this week, including those from Indiana University, Little Priest Tribal College, and the Bel Air Radio of the Community, and Radio Vox Mundial, which not sure why those applications were dismissed, but usually it's on a technicality or they're asking for a frequency that is already occupied or some foolish thing. So at any rate, that's your low power FM news. Going to continue now with some music from a fantastic release by a band from Lincoln, Nebraska called Four Against. This is from their EP that was released on Independent Project Records called In the Marshes.
listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, a blast from the past, like shortwave radio for your mind. Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. The PaperNet community is celebrating 2 decades and 10 issues of Les Carnets de Rastopopoulos. Les Carnets de Rastopopoulos is delightfully old school, typed on a typewriter, graphic and collage images cut by hand, text and illustrations pasted up and mailed via the postal service. Issue number 10 is bilingual, in French and Anglais, and delves into cool Czech pop music 45s, a primer on rock all, literally a rock in the Atlantic Ocean, and a description of other remote islands. That article alone had me intrigued by geography. I love obscure and forgotten places. Here's looking forward to the next 10 issues. Les Carnets de Rastopopoulos is free upon request. I suggest sending some cash for postage, zines, postcards, a letter or something in trade to 2-7 Larch Street, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, K1R6W4. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll see you at the mailbox.
Well, this is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We cruise up and down the dusty aisles. Cassettes, 78s, vinyl records. Cast-offs and treasures. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, I have to say this because I do not know how much longer the Radio Thrift Shop will be broadcasting. So I do want to say, wherever you are on the planet, fight for free radio. We'll be right back.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she is buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed. With the word, she can get what she came for. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are
misgiven.
This ends another broadcast day. Wait a minute. This could end the broadcast service of WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. The administration of Colby Sawyer College has decided to shut down WSCS, the non-commercial educational broadcast service of Colby Sawyer College. For 20 years, WSCS has served the communities of the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions, bringing you programming and music that you will not hear anywhere else in central New Hampshire. WSCS has been a resource for the students, faculty, and staff of Colby Sawyer College. If you care about alternative radio, please contact the president's office at Colby Sawyer College to express your concerns. Otherwise, please support WSCS. This is a special announcement. The Colby Sawyer College administration has made a decision that WSCS 90.9 FM in New London will be leaving the airwaves. For two decades, WSCS has provided a non-commercial educational community radio service to both staff, faculty, and students of Colby Sawyer College and your community. WSCS is the only non-commercial educational radio station in the Kearsarge and Sunapee regions. We brought you the election results in 2008 of the historical election of Barack Obama as President of the United States. WSCS broadcast through Tropical Storm Irene, giving up-to-the-minute emergency information and weather updates. If you value alternative radio, please voice your concerns to the President's office at Colby Sawyer College. Otherwise, community radio voices and this frequency may be silent forever.